Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Ema McCarthy. Cardinal Ivan Diaz, prefect of the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples, has addressed a letter to the bishops and priests of the Church in China, calling on them to strive for greater unity with the Pope and amongst Christians. The letter, dated July 5th, was written to mark the end of the year for priests and makes three main points. First, that a priest must be a man of God and a man for others. The cardinal writes that being a man of God means leading men and women to God. Being a man for others means he must resist temptations, favors for his family or ethnic group, ambitions of making a career in society or in politics. Secondly, Cardinal Diaz goes on to reflect on the important role of a bishop or priest as an operator of unity within the Church. He says this has two dimensions, communion with the Holy Father and union among individual members of the ecclesial community. In China, the Church is divided between official and underground Catholic communities. The Cardinal praises the exemplary and courageous loyalty towards the See of Peter demonstrated by Catholics in China, describing it as a precious gift of the Lord. He also states how the Vatican is well aware of how some have suffered in the recent past because of their loyalty to the Holy See. Quoting Pope Benedict XVI, he also reminds them that communion with Peter and his successors is in fact a guarantee of freedom, both for the Church pastors and for the communities entrusted to them. The Cardinal then addresses unity among individual Christians. He notes it is an important challenge which the leaders are already tackling as they seek to strengthen unity within the Church herself. Again, quoting Pope Benedict XVI, Cardinal Diaz warns against the evil of division within the ecclesial community. Ruptures, he said, are in fact symptoms of the power of sin that continues to act in members of the Church even after redemption. However, he adds, Christ's word is clear, they shall not prevail. Finally, the Cardinal, on more than one occasion, expresses both his and the Holy Father's spiritual closeness to China's community of believers. He writes, I long to say these things to you personally, to hear about your joys and your woes, about the hopes you nurture and the challenges you face every day. Your testimony and your message fill us with consolation and spur us to pray fervently that the Lord may render you ever stronger in the faith. I'm Ema McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.